Dear Rob, it will be all right. No, really, it will. I know you've just turned 18 and at the end of the year you looked back over 1972 and said to yourself, I can't make up my mind whether this has been the best year of my life or the worst. In the long term, it will turn out to be neither. There's much better and much worse to come, believe me. But the fact that you had sufficient prescience to articulate it like that shows at least a modicum of genuine self-awareness, wouldn't you agree? Okay, by following your instincts rather than a career plan, you've made some mistakes, and you'll make plenty more of those. But some of those instincts have already set you on a path that will serve you well. All that reading, for instance, and all that daydreaming too, it will pay off. Not financially, God forbid that you will ever become financially secure, but in something called cultural capital. Invest wisely in that and you'll be surprised at where it takes you. All you've got now is the gob and the gab, but once you've got some semblance of a gift to go with them, you'll open some unlikely doors. And that cynicism you have, it's the pure untainted cynicism of the young, a cynicism that hasn't been battered and bruised by experience yet. You've worked out for yourself that there are whole portions of life that truly suck. What you haven't learnt yet is just how difficult it is to change things. And anyway, behind every cynic lies a lapsed idealist, a utopian even. Someone who believes that the only problem with socialism is that we've spent far too long concentrating on the ism and not enough time emphasising the social. By the time you reach 60, Rob, you will have begun to fear that we just aren't sufficiently evolved enough as a species to grasp the true fundamentals of universal fraternity. Despite this, you'll probably go on voting Labour till you die. What else can I tell you? Well, for a start, there are things you already know that you don't know you know. Your music tastes, for instance, are dead sound. All of them will be vindicated by time. In your world, there are probably less than 5,000 people in the country who know or care who the Velvet Underground were, and probably less than 300 who know or care who Nick Drake is. That will change. Oh, and don't sell those Scott Walker solo albums. I know your girlfriend said, why are you playing me this Radio 2 music when you try to impress her with Plastic Palace People, but, well, just trust me on this one, okay? Apart from that, make sure you regularly polish that bullshit detector of yours, and hang on to your sense of humour too. You're going to need both of those for the rest of your life. Things that irrationally irritate you now will still irritate you when you're 60. Really important things, like people who write, no pun intended, in brackets with three exclamation marks, when it wasn't even a pun in the first place. Like earlier, when I said your music tastes are dead sound. You'll probably get a thesis out of that one, knowing you, no pun intended. Oh, and one last thing. George Orwell said that everybody ends up with the face they deserve by the time they reach 50. So try and spend a bit less time scowling at the world, eh?